was never supposed to be this close. And of course, she was supposed to win. How Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 election to Donald Trump is the story of a sure thing gone off the rails. According to our next guest, for every Comey revelation or hindsight acknowledgement about the electorate, no explanation of defeat can begin with anything other than the core problem of Hillary's campaign, the candidate herself. Through access to insiders from the top to the bottom of the campaign, political writers Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnas have reconstructed the key decisions and unseized opportunities, the well-intentioned misfires and the hidden thorns that turned a winnable contest into a devastating loss. Their new book is Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Jonathan Allen covers the White House and the 2016 presidential campaign for Bloomberg News, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Jonathan, thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
What has interested you over the past few weeks since the book has come out in the reaction to this in reading about the campaign of 2016?
Well, I think a couple of things have surprised me. Number one, I think this is a book that really dives into the behind the scenes and gives you a real sense of the three-dimensional character of Hillary Clinton, the strengths and the weaknesses. And some of the excerpts that come out or the reviews, will focus on moments of intrigue. And of course, that there's a lot of good reason for that. But I think there's a real interesting character study here in an almost Shakespearean or sort of Greek story of a candidate sort of undone by her own flaws. And at the same time, like I said, a three-dimensional character who has a great many strengths as well. And I think the book is really worth the read for the sort of intense drama around it. And I think sometimes that's not always reflected in what comes out. And then the other thing that has surprised me about the reaction is a handful of prominent Democrats have said that they don't want to read it. And I'm kind of surprised by that because there's so much in here, whether you're Democrat or Republican, anybody interested in politics, a voter, in terms of lessons for the future for, candidates and campaigns and how they are operated and, what their messaging is. And so that's surprised me a little bit.
When you look at this postmortem that you have written, I want to get to what we know and what you write about in the book. But it should be noted, and I assume you agree with this, that there are still impacts and effects that we don't know, and specifically the Russian connection. But there are, and even James Comey, there are other things that we still don't know, correct?
Sure. I mean, I think one helpful way to look at it is sort of in a separate question. One, there obviously are investigations ongoing into the Russian tampering in the election. It's something we actually knew about before Election Day. 17 U.S. intelligence agencies concluded the Russians were trying to interfere. They pointed to the DNC leaks and said the Russians were responsible for that. Secretary Clinton made that case in debates. And we have found out more information since the election, but that sort of basic issue was out there. In terms of Jim Comey, I mean, I think this was an unusual circumstance where the FBI director made some decisions that maybe other FBI directors would not have. All of those are to some extent an outgrowth of the email server problem in the first place. But certainly I understand why there are a lot of folks who want to find out more about that. And there's in my view, no reason not to look into those things. But there were far deeper problems on the Clinton campaign.
Let us talk a little bit about some of the core problems. And I guess beginning with the candidate herself, as you write about in great detail in the book, is there a culture, just an overall philosophy that she had that guided the train? And I ask this question because you get the sense in the book that really set it up of inevitability that caused a lot of the problems that came down the road.
I think we start off the book with a scene of her opening speech on Roosevelt Island in New York, and the sort of palace drama that went on behind the scenes in terms of trying to construct that. There were you know, as many as a dozen people working on it, including former Obama speechwriter Jon Favreau. And he eventually threw up his hands and sort of left it to the others because he was frustrated. And what came out of that was that there wasn't really a core mission statement from Hillary Clinton. There wasn't a raison d'etre for her campaign. Why her? Why now? That at least from the perspective of a lot of voters, you know, why? What was different about 2016 than 2008? Why was she the right candidate for the moment? And one of her senior aides said to my co-author and me that I would have had a reason for running, or I wouldn't have run. And I think that was the sort of genesis problem for this campaign, and one that that she didn't really solve. Now she won, you know, 66 million votes and won 3 million more than Donald Trump, and yet there was a significant portion of the electorate, specifically working class whites in the upper Midwest, that she needed to win more of in order to get the electoral vote she needed. And she ceded a lot of turf that the Democrats had held for a long time. And I think, you know, that lack of a message of why her, why now was really the starting point.
Bernie Sanders and his popularity during the primary brought on many tensions, as you write about in the book. How surprised were they in the campaign of the Bernie Sanders campaign and how it took off?
I think they were very surprised. I mean, if you had followed Bernie Sanders' career at all before this moment, he'd been, you know, very much on the fringes of Congress, very much on the fringes of the sort of left political world, didn't even identify as a Democrat. I think a lot of the people around her were extremely surprised at how much traction he gained, particularly in those early states in Iowa and New Hampshire. And you know, they were able to keep him at bay in Iowa. He crushed her in New Hampshire. But the strategy that the campaign pursued, to some degree out of necessity to make sure the delegates were there, was focused very much on Hillary Clinton's bases of support, the African-American community, the Hispanic community, women of all colors. And at times that led to the exclusion of trying to communicate to the white working class that was so much more attuned to Bernie and very much had sort of a populist strain running through it.
When you look at the Bernie Sanders campaign, how much damage do you believe they really did versus how much damage do you think that the Clinton campaign did themselves in their reaction to the Sanders campaign?
I think the reaction of the Clinton campaign to the Sanders campaign was largely measured early on, but there were a lot of sort of behind-the-scenes machinations to try to make sure that she locked up the nomination. I think that frustrated Bernie Sanders voters. They believed that the DNC and that the party were working against them in unfair ways, and I think there was a backlash that hurt her and continued to hurt her after the primary because of that. And then, you know, Sanders kept running for a long time after it was clear he wasn't going to be able to win the nomination. And I think he did her a lot of damage, in particular by essentially calling her corrupt, which was an echo of what Donald Trump was saying on the right. And I think it helped establish this idea that she was not trustworthy or not honest. I think that did her in with a lot of voters.
There seemed to be a lot of anger and finger-pointing within the campaign. Given that you have covered many campaigns, is that normal or was this at a higher level than usual?
It's certainly a symptom of a campaign that's not running very well. So when you're winning, you know, some of those things tend to get papered over. When you're losing or when you are in a tough spot, there can be a lot of recrimination. I think on this campaign, a lot of it was passive aggressive. In fact, John Podesta, the campaign chairman, at a senior staff retreat in the summer of 2016, that was called basically so that the campaign could go over the lines of authority, which were sort of tangled and people didn't understand what they were. But he stood up in front of everyone and said, Robbie Mook, the campaign manager, is passive aggressive. And then he described himself as just aggressive. And the stylistic clashes, the substantive clashes, the clashes over whether, you know, sort of the science versus the art of politics, persuasion versus simply trying to turn out the base. Those were real differences on this campaign. And they didn't really leak out into the public during the campaign because people were afraid of retribution from the candidate or from the campaign manager if they leaked to the press, but they were certainly part and parcel of the dysfunction.
When you look and explore the final days of the campaign, obviously the results took the nation by surprise. Obviously the results took this campaign and the candidate by surprise. Was there writing on the wall?
That's a great question. The way that I look at it is this, and I think it's why the book has been interesting to a lot of readers and reviewers. My co-author and I saw a lot of these problems, a lot of these red flags along the way, and we worked really hard to simply report what we were finding and not try to project who was going to win or foreshadow what the outcome was going to be. We were both surprised on election night. We thought Clinton was going to win. And in fact, our editor at one point in October said to us, you know, you've got all this dysfunction in the campaign, but she's going to win. How are you going to square that? And as it turned out, the results sort of took care of that. It wasn't inevitable that she was going to lose, but she did a lot of things that opened the door for Bernie Sanders in the primary and Donald Trump in the general election. A lot of these problems were of her own making, particularly setting up the email server, which hung as a cloud over the campaign from even before its launch in March 2015 to the end when Jim Comey came out and said he was reopening the investigation and then closing it. The speeches to Wall Street banks, some of her advisors told her not to do that. She said, they're going to hit me for something. This was a candidate who created a lot of her own problems.
Realizing this is never the case, but you really show this in the book, there is not one thing that they can point to say this is the reason that you lost to a very unpopular candidate in Donald Trump.
No, I mean, with the difference of 78,000 votes over three states, something along those lines, you know, for the Electoral College, it isn't any one thing. And I think that's one of the reasons my co-author and I conclude that the sort of bigger questions of messaging and some of these for lack of a better term, to borrow from sports, own goals, Hillary Clinton sort of scoring goals on herself, we sort of see those as setting the frame for Donald Trump to have an opportunity. She was never really able to put him away. Even in his darkest moments on the campaign trail, and certainly there are a lot of those. It's a mix of factors. You could point to any one thing, but we think this was an extremely winnable race for her. She certainly got the candidate that she wanted to run against, somebody who had his own major flaws. And I think there are a lot of lessons in this book for political parties and campaigns going forward.
Jonathan Allen has covered national politics for Politico, Bloomberg, and Vox, and is the head of community and content for Sidewire and writes a weekly political column for Roll Call. He is the co-author of the new book, Shattered: Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign, which is published by Crown. Jonathan Allen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Again, the name of the book is Shattered: Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.